This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The streaming service Showmax, focused on audiences in sub-Saharan Africa, is making major investments in content from African countries. This at a time Amazon Prime Video scales back content production in that region. Showmax had 21 new original series released last month alone. The BBC's Aaron Akinyemi reports.
This is a scene from Youngins, a new high school drama from African streaming service Showmax, which is vying to become the continent's biggest streaming platform, rivaling Netflix.
Welcome to Elephant's Plantain,
the jungle.
The South African drama series revolves around a group of young friends figuring out life, love, and sex at the fictional boarding school Olifantsfontein High. The show's director Tembe Mfebi and actress Kaliboha Masongo, who plays the role of head girl Bule, explain more.
It follows Amu, who is this young girl who's lived a very closeted life. She goes to Joburg and joins this very wild public school.
I would describe the show as captivating, relatable, fresh, but like South African fresh.
Youngins is one of 21 new original African series released by Showmax and forms part of its ambitious strategy to expand its market share in the African subscription video-on-demand space. While other global streaming giants such as Amazon Prime are scaling back investment and cutting jobs in Africa, Showmax is doing the exact opposite. The company's CEO, Mark Jury, told me that the streaming platform is ramping up production and boosting its roster of African-made productions tailor-made for African audiences.
You know, it runs into billions of rands in terms of the investment. Just over 2 years ago, we've come together with Comcast, and there's been a significant investment in terms of a longer-term strategy. And that strategy really focuses on making it effortless for people across the African continent to access and afford the stories that they love.
Showmax's competitor Netflix is also steadily expanding its African presence. Between 2016 and 2022, the company invested $175 million in South Africa, Nigeria, and Kenya. Showmax was launched in 2015 by Pan-African entertainment giant MultiChoice, which also owns one of the continent's biggest pay TV operators, DStv. It operates in 44 sub-Saharan countries and will unveil its first original series in Ethiopia and Tanzania later this year.